Hey, welcome to this week's Meeting House Bulletin and Worship Primer for the coming Lord's Day, December the 8th, 2013. I want to take a quick moment of your time, let you know I've been praying for you today and praying for you all through the week. Things of instruction that we want to be mindful of this week. We're handling the question, who is the Redeemer of God's elect? The answer to that question is, the only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who being the eternal Son of God, became man, and so was, and continues to be, God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. Scripture text and proofs of this can be found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, John chapter 1, verse 14, Romans chapter 9, verse 5, and Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24. Encourage heads of households especially to take this question, who is the Redeemer of God's elect? Lay it in front of your household this week. Think about and ponder upon the answer, and let the Scripture, the sufficient Word of Almighty God Himself, give direction on this into your households. Well, real quickly, I want to remind you of several things that are happening this coming week and the preparation for the coming Lord's Day as we gather together on December the 8th. We're also in the season of Advent, and we're examining Luke chapter 1 and John chapter 1 this week. On Sunday, December the 8th, we'll be examining and pondering and thinking upon Matthew chapter 2. Also want to remind you that on December the 8th, we'll have a potluck meal following our morning gathering, and then immediately after the potluck gathering, we'll have our monthly doctrinal study, and this month we're studying the doctrine from Scripture, the teachings of the Messiah. Both Old Testament and New Testament speak of the Messiah. The Old Testament obviously is speaking toward the Messiah, and the New Testament is speaking of the Messiah. And so we'll look at Scripture and examine that on Sunday afternoon, December the 8th. Also, don't forget that there will also be a Christmas cookie exchange on December the 14th. You can contact Lisa Steineke for more information about that. All right, church, listen, I want you to know I look forward to seeing you, if the Lord will allow, on December the 8th as we gather together at the Lord's house on this coming Lord's Day. May the Lord bless you. May He give you strength and be mindful of His Word in John chapter 1, verse 14. It says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory."